Now, look what he said. Let what? Wait a minute. Let some bitterness. I got to keep a little bitter. I got to keep a little. You mean I got to get rid of all of it? Let all bitterness and what? Indignation and wrath and passion, rage, bad temper, resentment, anger, animosity, quarreling, brawling, clamors, contention, slander, evil speaking, abusive or blaspheming, language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, and what? Baseness of any kind. Now, can't you see why sometimes we be praying, God bless, God pour out this. He won't do it. But when you are not operating like that, you're angry, you're bitter, you got animosity. See, I can't see that. But I tell you who can. You can be smiling. I could be smiling at you, and I got animosity in my heart. But when we get down to praying and believing God for something, that's going to be a hinder. There's a clod in the line. There's a blockage in the line. The power won't flow. Are y'all in the house? We lift our hands and go, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we're in the midst of each other. We get behind the closed doors. And we call you old Joe Blow, you old so-so. And I'm not going to say, I'm just going to say some. And we get behind out of sight. And we start talking all that unbelief and reasoning and doing all these things. Then when we pray and that hadn't been repented of, are y'all in the house? It doesn't work. And see, people need to know that. You can't pray over that. You got to get it out. Are y'all hearing me? And we need to know these truths just like we need to know how to believe and confess that I'm healed. Because you can confess you're healed and you got this. Healing ain't coming. Because of blockage. And people, when you start talking about stuff like this, that's when the church needs to be full. With all the stuff we have going on in our lives, we need to learn something. Good gracious. I don't even believe this time, but that's all right. We are going to close. What does verse 32 says? And become useful and helpful and kind to one another. How? Tenderhearted. Compassionated, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another, ready and freely, as God in Christ forgave you. See, here's the deal. Here's what the Lord said. Here's the deal. Hear what he said. If we allow these things to go on and we get on it and we hammer on that sexual sin, yeah, you're wrong. But you are greedy, you're bitter, you're enraged, you're selfish. You're full of doubt and unbelief. You shout. sound good in the congregation, but you walk outside the doors, you're talking all this doubt and unbelief. Child, they ain't got no, I don't know why they're trying to do that. Oh, I just know what I'm going to do. I just don't know. You just been up in here and heard the word. Supposed to have heard it. Then you go out there and talk that doubt, unbelief. Then when you call together, come together, let's agree. You got trouble in the midst. Can y'all see it? And then when something go down, serious things, and it doesn't work, we need to be checking ourselves. Are y'all in the house?
Yes,
sir. See, once we learn that all these things, God didn't put them in the Bible for us to ignore them. He intends for us to live for him. If all the truth is in Jesus, in God, why in the world are we trying to find it somewhere? I'm going to say it again. If all the truth is in Jesus, in God, why are we going outside of God trying to fix our life? Did not God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? Did not he say, I will supply all your need? Did not he say, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding? Huh? Did not he say that you should have no other God before him? Did not he say, I'm a jealous God? I call you, you're mine. I'll take care of you. I love you. I'll never leave you. I mean, he said all these, but yet, you don't have to. And then people go outside of God trying to do their thing. And then they wonder why stuff don't work.